Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Oh my goodness, what a crazy episode tonight. Rogelio is taking a page from our book and live streaming. We have old friends coming back and old enemies. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, it's so cute. Hey. The dance moves get better every week on this show. Welcome to the Jane the Virgin After Show. Tonight we are discussing Chapter 95, guys. Mm-hmm. It has been a crazy, crazy ride. We have so much to get into. Lena is back. Petra's mom is back. I had to, like, breathe before I said that one. We have wedding planning. We are live streaming. So much to get into. But first, let me introduce my beautiful co-host, Miss Delia Gomez, to my left.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Woo! Yeah! And Simone Thomas.
Hi, everyone.
And I love the cheers. Yes. This energy is amazing
no
tonight.
Paparazzi. No paparazzi.
No pictures.
Northwest. And my name is Rivette Soro. And first, Simone, what were your overall thoughts of this episode?
Oh, so many emotions. Mm-hmm. Between Raphael just being disconnected and fully involved in his work and forgetting that he needs to get married to Jane, Petra and her ego getting in the way, and then her in that accident, and then Rogelio and his heart condition. It was a lot going
on.
Like
a roller coaster.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah. Awesome episode.
Yeah. I have to agree with Simone. It was great. But they kept on, like, taking us one way, and then my heart would go one way. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, I loved it. I loved it. But it was a lot. It was a lot.
I loved it, too. I think I cried 3 times. I laughed throughout the whole thing. I think at one point we were yelling, like, ah! Like, we were screaming.
Yeah, we did. We did.
It was a lot. Like, everyone in the studio was like, what's going on?
Are they okay?
So, Lena's back, which I missed her. Did you guys miss her?
I love her energy. She's so spunky. She's that fun friend that you need. So, it was nice to have her back.
It's like they have, like, a sister bond, and it's nice because Jane doesn't have any siblings. So, I love seeing that true friendship.
Exactly.
So, Lena sort of comes in and helps with wedding planning and everything, being a good friend, and then she sort of asks Jane for a really big favor, and asking her if she can use her eggs to have her own baby, because her and her husband are struggling.
Yeah.
Delia, how would you initially react to that?
Girl, first of all, that was not at all subtle how she
said.
Like, they were like, oh yeah, is this your desired design? Can I have one of your eggs? I was like, how did we even get there, Lena? But I feel like that's how she is. She's just very to the point.
Straight to the point.
I am very happy that they didn't go through with it. I will be honest. But I love, like, the steps that they took to understand each other in this process made me realize that, yes, they are best friends for life. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that would have been a nightmare between these two.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's healthy for any close relationship. Like, if you have a best friend to consider something like that, just because you have a forever physical representation of you, but they're technically not yours because you're not raising them.
Yeah.
But I did like how they explained, that is not a word.
It is now.
Displayed, like, the proper way to talk about something that's complicated like this, to be very honest and not just assume, because I think Lena didn't want to touch on those complicated topics, and she just wanted to be like, hey, do you want to give me your egg? Perfect. Now we're done. And Jane was like, no, we have to go through all of these things, because if you don't touch on that and be very specific, then it becomes complicated once the child is here, and you can't just assume things are going to be all easy, because it's not.
Right. I feel like Lena sort of was just like, oh, you know, I want your eggs, and it'll work out and everything, but she really didn't think these things through. I was kind of taken aback when Jane was asking, you know, these important questions, like, what's the kid going to be to me, or to my son Mateo? Are they going to be brother and sister or cousins? Mm-hmm. It was weird that Lena took offense to that, but they did come back from it, and I loved how, you know, the journey they took, because if Jane had just said no, I feel like a part of Lena would have always, like, they still would have been best friends,
right.
but she would have always been like, oh, like, she said no. Like, that's something you kind of can't forget. And if Jane said yes, again, like, I don't know about you guys, I personally would not be able to let go of the fact that that is my child,
exactly.
biologically.
Yeah. That's 100%. What I was going to ask. Would you guys, if you were in Jane's situation, would you say yes or no? Because you basically said no, right?
Yeah. I think I'd say no. Just because of the same things, I would have a very hard time detaching from that.
Yeah.
It's just...
I would feel the same way. And even a woman can be paid a lot of money for giving their eggs. But knowing that there are little mini-me's around, I would have guilt. Or just, I would want that closure. And I wouldn't get that because I wouldn't get to meet them.
Yeah, I guess it gets to the science. You have to be like, it's not technically a child, it's an egg. Like, you have to be really, really scientific.
Right.
Up to the point of, like, what you consider to be life.
And that's a whole nother topic of discussion. But, yeah, it's tough. I mean, I would love to, like, through that, I was thinking of my own, you know, best friends. And, wow, if I was approached with this, it's tough. But I ultimately don't think I would be able to do it.
No.
I do like, though, Raphael's reaction, because initially, you know, he was like, no, but then he was like, it's your body and you should do what you want.
I wrote that down. I was like, men, take note.
Yeah.
In other states, take note. It is our bodies.
Yes.
Not yours. You have absolutely no control over what someone can do with that. And especially as a man, you don't know what it's like to have a uterus. You don't know what it's like to just go through the monthly things that we have to deal with. It's very difficult to be a woman and for him to be empathetic and say, you know what, at the end of the day, you make this decision. I respect him as a man for that.
Yeah. I don't mind him saying that he didn't think it was a good idea.
Right.
I didn't mind that at all. I want someone's input, especially if it's a partner. So, yeah, I was okay with that, and the fact that he followed up with whatever you decide. I will support you. I was like, oh, guys, it's Raphael being perfect again.
So y'all are team Raphael now.
I mean, it's hard not to be, right?
What did I say, though?
What did I say, though?
I am in your bandwagon. Sign me up. I'm there. I'm right there.
He's amazing.
You.
He's amazing.
Finally, man.
And also,
I've always said that. I just said that. I never could decide.
Oh, okay. You were team Michael the whole entire time.
I like both of them. I always did.
Mm-hmm.
Michael was her first love.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. You never forget those.
Yeah. You had moments where you liked Michael, so...
I did.
We can go back to those. We can just replay them like a montage.
We have all the receipts.
All the receipts.
It was nice. I love the sort of journey they took. And I was surprised at the fact that her family sort of didn't want to pry. They were like, oh, I'm glad Raphael said it. But they didn't, like... I feel like usually they would have...
Chime in.
Really like, don't do it!
Yeah. I can't do it. Especially. Yes. Yeah. Would have been like, okay. No.
Yeah.
Immediately.
I don't know. I love it, though. And their friendship at the end when Jane said, or Lena said to Jane, you wouldn't ask anyone else these questions. And she said, because I wouldn't consider doing this for anyone else.
I know.
I lost it. I'm going to call my best friend after this. You guys are my best friends, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, like, we're experiencing
this
together.
I don't need to call you guys.
And you guys are our best friends.
Yes. We love you guys.
Yes. And Simone, please tell them how much we love them.
Guys, thank you so much for coming every single week to talk to us in the live chat. So if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating and comment. And then if you're watching us on YouTube, like, subscribe, and comment as well. We appreciate your support. Tell your friends about us. And then come back every single week so we can chat and have a good time. Thanks so much.
We love it. We love you. We love live streaming, and so does Rogelio.
Very nice segue there.
Thank you.
I loved it.
He would not get off Instagram. First of all, they said 9 million and counting. Taylor Swift doesn't even get 9 million views on her live streams.
No one does.
Beyonce doesn't.
But
like,
they don't live stream to the extent that Rogelio was. Like, he probably has like how many days? Like just going live.
Oh,
that's
my
insane.
Gosh. That's a lot.
But
it was almost like a hunger strike.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
But not.
Yeah. And that's so tragic. Oh my god.
Do we think his pilot is going to get picked up?
I hope so. He's really pushing for it. I just really want it to happen. And plus, he's so fun to watch on set. He's just, like, the best.
And even if his pilot doesn't get picked up, he's such a star, especially in the telenovela community, he'll be able to cross over eventually. Maybe mm-hmm. that'll be the next opportunity. But, like, his relevance and job opportunities aren't going anywhere. If this one doesn't pan out, he'll be fine. Mm, he has yeah. enough money to sustain him.
And I love how his character in the show and in real life is kind of parallel to, mm-hmm. like, they're, like, mm-hmm. almost the exact way he's coming over into the American audiences.
Oh, I see what mm-hmm. you're saying. Yeah.
He's actually a huge telenovela star for real. And
yeah.
now he's doing, I think he has another show that just got picked up.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's so cool. Mm-hmm.
Well, look at
like
that.
Like a sitcom.
Art imitating life.
Mm-hmm. I love it. But do we think the live stream was effective? Because it stressed him out
yeah.
to the point where he had a moment. He had to go to the hospital.
I mean, what was he trying to accomplish with the live stream? If he got a lot of views, that would encourage the network to pick it up?
Yeah, press coverage? I guess because it's like the more people know about it and are pushing for it, then it's okay. like there's actually an audience who's hungry for this content.
I see.
I'm assuming that it was kind of more of, but it's also Rogelio, so it could be just.
That's true.
Know how his logic works, really.
Yeah, a lot of times there's no logic behind it.
Yeah. But usually if you get a huge buzz about it, mm-hmm. they're more likely to green light it because they know there's going to be at least some people watching right. it versus starting right. from scratch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where no one knows anything about this show.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
So Zoe finally convinced him to turn off the live stream. Mm-hmm. They had their little husband and wife moment. And then she feels something weird mm-hmm. in his heart. He didn't have a heart attack.
No.
He had a lone atrial fibrillation.
Wow.
I think that's what they called it.
Science.
Can't relate.
Like, yeah, we're like,
I don't know.
It sounds bad.
Right. It sounds very bad.
Fancy medical words.
Yeah.
It's interesting because he sort of just came home and, you know, Abuela had that sweet speech that mm-hmm. had me just like bawling in tears talking about being grateful and thanking God for their health and everything. But do we think this is the last of Rogelio's health problems?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I really hope he doesn't die.
Because I think someone's gonna die.
I feel like Jane always brings the death because they're always like trying to kill someone off or like bring those tears. And if it's, I can't say the words. I just don't want it to happen. It's just,
it's hard to predict who will die right now because we're still early on.
Why does someone have to die?
I'm pretty sure.
I have a feeling, and we've had all these health scares mm-hmm. between him now, Zoe, and then Raphael, who knows what may resurface. Death is not unusual, because Michael did die.
Yep.
You really never know, and it would be quite a finisher for this series. But as for Rogelio,
Petra.
Oh, Petra, too! Who knows?
Wow.
Yeah, so.
And they all beat their sickness. I mean, thank God, but.
Yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Something is bound to happen. Please, if you're in the live chat, comment below. Let us know. Thank you for joining us, Billie Jean, obsessed fangirl. We love you guys. Seriously. We really do.
Yes, Billie Jean girl. Keep the live chat popping. We appreciate it.
We do. I don't know about Rogelio. What I love about him, like we always say, he does the crazy antics. He wants all the attention, but he's such a dreamer. Mm-hmm. And I think I see a little bit of, like, all of us inside of him because, you know, we're here, we're chasing our dreams, we have these big goals, and so does he. And it's, like, it's refreshing and it's relatable, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I live streamed, there would probably be one person in it, but I still could see myself potentally doing
There'd
that.
There'd be at least two, because we'd be in it.
Yeah, I was like,
you would be right there with me.
Yeah.
I'd be commenting as I'm right. in it. I look great.
That's amazing. Raphael, thankfully, is not having a health scare, but he is entering a new/old business venture with Petra.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a match made in business heaven or what?
It is a nightmare made in business hell that does not need to happen. It needs to be cut and cut, never see the light of day again. They're just like oil and vinegar. And clearly their marriage didn't work. And I think that's a testament that they probably shouldn't be business partners either. Mm-hmm. And just be co-parents, and that's about it. And I get where he's coming from, because that was his hotel. And if things didn't go the way they did, he would still own it. And to see her take it on, that hurts. And so for her to belittle you or just not even recognize or validate your ideas, mm-hmm. and make you feel less than, that's hard, especially like as a man, your ego comes into play. And then having the background, mm-hmm. and then her embarrassing you in front of a peer of yours, that wasn't cool at all. And I think Petra was wrong for that.
Mm-hmm. I kind of like to see how they've grown from those petty, like, they were always backstabbing each other.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of doing all their fighting in front of each other now, which I appreciate. So I have hope for them. I'm going to say I do, because I do like them together. I do like moments when Petra gets to be her true, authentic self with Raphael. So I'm going to say I'm all right.
So you're here for it.
I'm all right with it. Like, okay. I'm like Jane. I'm like, if it makes you happy, boo, fine. But if it starts to get, if you start to be absent more and more in Jane and Mateo's life, that's when I'm gonna have an issue with
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It is interesting that you say that, because before they were always, when they were a couple, they were cheating on each other or scheming mm-hmm. against each other. Now it's like they're on the same team. They mm-hmm. have the same goals. They want the Marbella to be successful. They, you know, want their kids, obviously, to be raised well and everything. But they just have different ways of going about things. Mm-hmm. What I thought was interesting, though, do you think it was a little bit opportunistic of Petra to ask Raphael mm-hmm. to introduce her to that chef? Because it sort of reminded me of, like, I'm sure you guys can relate, mm-hmm. if you know somebody or if you're going to a certain event,
right,
and all of a sudden everybody wants to be your best friend, yep. or like mm-hmm. introduce me, mm-hmm. or like sort of guys, felt like that,
yeah, and yeah, you don't even have that type of relationship with them, yeah. or it's not even like you talk to them on a daily basis
where... And I did forget that Raphael was so well connected, and yeah. I think Petra did too. Petra just mm-hmm. thought, like, oh, she booted him out and totally forgot that even though he was a party animal and did all these crazy things mm-hmm. and wasn't responsible and left the Marbella in the disaster, he also was a very charismatic, charming, lovable character that mm-hmm. drew a lot of high, powerful people, mm-hmm. and he comes from a wealthy family that was very well connected. So yeah, we all forgot all that.
I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, because okay, so the comparison that you just brought up, when people do that, I get annoyed when I don't talk to them or I don't know mm-hmm. them. Him and Petra are family. They have children together, and they once worked at this hotel at the same time together, so it's not as weird,
yeah,
because she's not a complete stranger asking for his help, like mm-hmm. she's your co-parent. So in that case, like, our success helps our kids, and that's always yeah. number one.
Obsessed fangirl 1D13 says, to be honest, I still ship Raphael and Petra. There was Ooh. A quick second when I believed it again.
I got nervous for a second.
Yeah.
When Jane was at the church or wherever she was, since it's non-denominational, mm-hmm. I was like, oh my goodness, they're not going to kiss. Like, please don't kiss or have a yeah. moment or do something intimate. But they didn't, thank goodness. I don't think that's going to happen
that
again.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Really?
No.
A little bit.
Just a little. Just wow. I was, but like for a second. It was like I blinked and
quick
I was gone.
I think they're like brother and sister. Like I forget that they used to be married. It's yeah. so weird. It's unrealistic.
Yes.
But yeah, yeah. Especially with the club scene. That's the part where I was just like, ooh, I don't know. When he was calling her from the club and it was so loud.
Yeah.
And I was like, because you know how he kind of goes down that depressed mm-hmm. hole mm-hmm. sometimes? And he does things.
And he was a party boy, too.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like, how much can you fight against a true essence of yourself? You yeah. can't always mm-hmm. hide that shadow.
Right. It can come out at times.
Wow. So the Marbella sort of, you think, is mm-hmm. a little bit of the beginning of Raphael coming back to his old ways, because the priest or pastor or non-denominational leader he sort of had a point when he said, oh, you know, your fiance isn't here, he needs to get his priorities straight, mm-hmm. and I get, you know, Jane was an amazing fiance and she was like, you don't know what he's done and this and that, but she got very defensive.
She did.
So it's like, I don't know.
Yep.
Yeah, because she did. You saw her get disappointed time and time again, because this is very important to her. Mm-hmm. The wedding planning, everyone else seems to be pushing it aside, and she just wants someone to be, especially the person getting married to, exactly. And it's going to be his wedding too.
Yeah,
not caring enough about it.
And then it's like, when it's one thing for you to deny it to yourself, but when someone else brings that up and confirms that his actions are not okay, then it's like, no, I'm trying to deny that he's working hard and he is committed. Mm-hmm. So to hear that makes it more real, and it's a little harsh. So I get why she was defensive.
And it seems like he's, you know, he's gaining some power back. He's about to make a lot more money. Yeah. So I don't know, Raphael.
If he gets back to being douchey, Raphael.
Yeah.
Because that's why she didn't fall in love with him, because he was such a douche at
right,
first.
Yeah. I think the Marbella feeds that alpha male part of him. It brings out his ego more, and he's able to assert his power.
Yeah.
And if he does go back and continue it, I think we could see those characteristics come back out.
And thank you for being so active in the live chat. Naja Middlebrooks, I don't know if it's your first time here, but thank you so much for joining us, said, I think Jane and Raphael trust each other a lot and communicate way better.
They do.
Yeah,
oh, for
they do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Petra is just like, she's so intense, and Raphael's personality just doesn't work with hers, especially when it comes to communication, I think.
Yeah.
And Jane is a lot more patient than Petra is as well. So she's willing to deal with his BS a lot more than Petra.
You know what I was thinking during the episode, though? Why is Jane still a waitress at the Marbella?
I thought that, too, because years
like,
have gone
by. Where's her promotion?
That's a good point. Because she should have, like, an office job, right?
Yeah. That's what Petra really should have been given a job.
The old office, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
That's
it
weird.
Like, didn't sit well with me, and I'm like, what? She has had no career growth.
No.
I mean, in her writing, yes, but
she's committed so much of her life to this place.
Yeah,
that's so true. But maybe if she were to get a real, like, 9-to-5 job, then her writing wouldn't be
that's
like
true.
Excelling. Because, I mean, I think sometimes you do have to pick a lane if you're going to choose a career. Sometimes you take a job. It's like, oh, it's going to be good money for the time being. And then your real dream starts to pass you by.
Yep.
So I kind of prefer her to have her real dream come to life than having her be unfulfilled.
And she's never sought out more opportunities there. She seems to be content with it. So if that's the case, it's fine.
Yeah. But it is. That's a very good point.
That makes sense, though.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense. Billie Jean says, I really didn't want Raphael to tell Jane that he doesn't want more kids. I hope he changes his mind.
Oh.
Which brings us to our next topic.
Gosh.
What is going to happen? Who is going to change their mind? The narrator told us one of them will. And the narrator also said, I think you know who.
Jane. Of course.
Really?
It wouldn't be Raphael. What he already has 3 kids, so he's really good. Like, he has more than one.
I forget about the twins.
I know.
I feel so bad, but yeah, I forget. I feel like those are Petra's kids.
Right, but they're his.
They're his, yeah.
So he has 3, and most people don't just want one child. So when the narrator said, you know who, it's definitely Jane, I think. And kids are a deal breaker when it comes to relationship. And when she said that it wasn't a deal breaker, I'm like, why are you lying to yourself? Because it may seem all good and okay now because it's very early, but 5 years in, you may change your mind.
I would say I could see Jane being the one that changes her mind just because she's an only child and was raised as an only child. So she probably doesn't see... Well, she probably does know the lack of, like, not having a sibling, but also knows how great it could be having the love and support as an only child that you don't have to share the attention with anybody.
And then again, Mateo does have his half-sibling, so he's still, he's kind of, he'll be an only child in his own house, but then outside of the house.
Yeah, he's got his sisters.
Best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds.
So, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I never really knew that Jane wanted to have more kids.
Yeah, they never discussed it. I was kind of hoping when Mateo said that she was pregnant and then her and Raph and Mateo were at the kitchen they were at the dining room table mm-hmm. talking about her pregnancy. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait, what if she's actually pregnant? And then that'll be the surprise. And then I remember that he can't have kids anymore. Yeah. And that broke my heart.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that, too. Ugh. It was so sad.
No.
Do you think a part of it that he doesn't want to have kids is because he actually can't have kids anymore?
And he wants his own.
Because, I mean, like, a lot of the ego does mm-hmm. play a big part in that decision. Mm-hmm. And if he physically can't have another child, maybe he doesn't feel comfortable with, you know, the adoption process.
Right.
A lot of, like, men, I mean, women too, but a lot of men aren't, you know, comfortable with that. I don't know. It's so tough. I want them to have another one, though.
Me too. Mateo's so cute. We were literally saying that. He's adorable.
He's the cutest thing ever. They would adopt a child, so it wouldn't be
It would be a cute child.
Well, yes. But I was like thinking, like, wouldn't be like Raphael or Jane.
No. I know. Oh. It's a lot. I don't know. Do you think Petra's gonna have more kids? Not after that car accident.
Oh, gosh.
No. I think she's good with her two minions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Her she's perfect. Mini-me.
Yeah, exactly.
What is her mom gonna do? Oh, what is she back for? I thought she died. I can't even keep track anymore.
Why she's back.
Ugh. This woman's like a cockroach. You can't kill her. Mm. She just keeps bouncing back.
Yeah. So scary.
We all screamed. Like, I was like, what happened? These two.
What the heck?
Yelled in the studio. Everyone was looking around like, terrifying. What happened? I knew something bad was going to happen in Petra. Like, I felt it.
I was holding on to Rivette's mm-hmm. shoulder because I was like, okay, if something does happen, I need to, like, hold on to something.
Right when that phone call started and her and Raphael were all good and, we're going to work it out, getting in that car, it was all bad news.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
And it was just raining. You always know something bad is going to happen.
The storm. Yeah, the storm has come. They've been talking about this damn storm all episode. It came with Petra's mother and it came with Jane and Raphael in their weirdly happy moment, which felt off when they were talking about the kids. I don't know. A lot of emotions.
It did. You and I were talking about, like, this weird scene.
With the keys.
All right, did anyone else feel like that was weird? So he drops the keys, it goes under the car, and then Jane gets the keys. I thought something bad was going to happen then. But it was, like, so weird. I was like, what?
It was underwhelming because it was raining. They're getting wet. His hand is under the car. Her hand is under the car. I thought his hand was going to get run over. Or someone was going to be injured.
It
was very anticlimactic. Yeah. I'm like, something was supposed to happen.
Something was supposed to happen there, for sure. But they probably changed it.
It was weird.
It was a lot, but I can't be mad at it because this episode... It filled my heart with so many emotions, and it really did its job. So I will forgive that moment.
True.
Please comment below. Let us know what you think, because we were all sort of confused at that.
Clearly, we all were.
So continuing on into this episode, we need to get into our special segment called Ride or Die.
Yes.
So if you're new here, Ride or Die is our segment where we go around and we discuss who our Ride or Die character was in this episode. Delia, would you like to go first?
I will start. Mine was actually Xiaomara this episode, just because I feel like she really had the finger on multiple things. She caught her husband, or she was trying to help him go to the doctor before something bad happened. Mm-hmm. And she's very calm about how she approaches Rogelio, and she was just trying to get him to calm down. You can really tell how much she cares about him. Mm-hmm. And I was really, when that happened, I was the most worried for Zoe. I just was just like, you just came out of something terrible, girl, and now your husband's going through something. So I'm sending her all my love.
When it rains, it pours. Seems to be the theme of the show.
Look at her.
And the storm.
Beautiful.
All that rain.
So perfect.
All the rain.
Like, you couldn't plan it better.
I'm trying.
I love you guys. Simone, who is your ride or die tonight?
My ride or die is Jane Villanueva, because she really showed and exemplified what it means to be a true friend, to be selfless. And that is something not a lot of people would do, to give up your egg or your eggs and allow your best friend to have children, even though she can't. So, and she was so classy about it, mm-hmm. and didn't think about, like, she thought about herself, but still saw the bigger picture.
Yeah.
And get you a friend like that, because not everybody's going to do that for you.
Clearly, mm-hmm. we aren't that friend.
I know. Don't call me.
Yeah. Like, none of us.
So on that note.
Yeah.
Awkward. No, my ride or die is Lena. Mm-hmm. You know, initially, I know how it feels. I know people who have really struggled to have children, and a lot of women will do whatever it takes. And it seems like Lena was in that place, but was sort of not having a lot of the answers. So when she initially asked Jane, it was like she didn't really know what she was getting into. After, you know, having their conversations and really thinking about it, going back and talking about her husband, and, you know, Jane said, yes, I will do this for you. Lena actually declined, and I think it was very mature of her. Like, let me take a step back and really think about what this is going to do to our friendship. And she even said, our friendship is too important. I have goosebumps. Mm-hmm. It was so nice. Their whole friendship was amazing.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was smart, though.
Yeah.
Not to do that.
It was, yes.
Moving on, let's get into some news and gossip.
Yes. So you guys, Gina posted today on her Instagram a very lovely picture of her getting out of the pool. If you guys are listening to us on iTunes, make sure you check out our YouTube. So yeah, so she posted walking out into director prep like Foyo. So Gina Rodriguez is going to be directing, producing, and starring in the Disney Plus original series Diary of a Female President. And this is going to follow a young Latina who grows up to be President of the United States.
I love that.
Isn't that a wonderful...
So I think it's here for it.
I think it's like a book that got adapted, but I'm not sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I want to read that book.
It's great. So
she's killing it.
She really is. And I believe it's her production company, I Can and I Will Productions. And Rivette found some wonderful gossip for us. It was actually on the Instagram. If you guys follow...
Yael Grobless?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Petra.
Petra. Petra, basically.
But there's this amazing article about them. It was a Entertainment News that said that Petra and...
It said, forget Team Michael or Raphael. Jane and Petra are now the heart of Jane the Virgin. So Yael posted this on her Instagram, thanking Entertainment Weekly. And Brett Dyer, who plays Michael, commented and said, should I take this as an insult? I'm confused. And so Yael replies and says, yes. Yes, for sure. And Brett says, okay, cool. I was just checking. Thanks. And Yael says, no worries, anytime.
I love it.
Their friendship, like, just the whole cast. This just literally tells us again how close everyone is.
Right. Outside
of the
show.
Everyone's so sweet. Everyone who's been on this show that mm-hmm. we've had as a guest has just been a delight mm-hmm. and just amazing to work with.
Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can just imagine what the family is.
Like,
I know. Invite us.
We want to be there.
Yeah, we want to be part of the family. Can we please come? We're honorary members.
And I'm totally loving Petra and Jane. Like, they're actually my favorite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, whenever they're on screen together, I do love them. Like, yeah. I'm just like, let's just.
Mm-hmm. We need to come up with a name for them.
Yes. I know. Pain.
Oh, gosh.
Sorry. No.
I was like, that is not what we want.
Pain.
Janetra.
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 Hey.
Janetra. Janetra. Sounds like medicine.
But I love it. Honestly, I'm obsessed. Janetra.
Janetra.
Let's get into some Janetra predictions.
Now, predictions.
This energy tonight is amazing.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Simone.
Yes.
I know you have some predictions for us.
I do. I feel like Petra is going to be in a coma. Yeah. I have a feeling. Yeah. Oh, for real. Because when Lena brought up the topic of guardianship, I was like, oh, wow, it's important to think, to take that into consideration. Mm-hmm. And then when Petra got into the accident, I'm like, whoa, what if this is really serious? And then her kids will go to, Jane will be their guardian, but automatically they would go to Raphael because that's her dad. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't think she's going to be well. And maybe the Marbella will go to Raphael. Maybe not. I don't know how the legal papers work. Yeah, never mind.
But never mind. I changed my prediction.
Retract.
I retract. You see how she retracts sometimes, guys? So go back and watch the episodes when she was talking about Michael. Just so you know.
But yeah, no. Petra,
it's good. It's not pretty.
Oh.
Yeah. I could be wrong.
I don't know. Yeah. It makes sense.
Yeah.
I do think, it's I agree with you.
Think about.
Yeah, I agree with you. Something bad's going to happen to Petra. Remember, I think I said she was going to either get kidnapped or something because of Milos. So I was like, I don't feel comfortable with Petra. She has a lot of power right now. And everyone who takes over the Marbella and is like the sole owner, it's kind of cursed.
Yep.
Because everyone who's just, something bad happens to them. So I'm just like, I don't think.
That's a good point.
Why don't we just sell it? Why don't we just get the money and sell it and everyone split it up and live happily ever after?
Yeah.
No one has to be the curse person.
The cursed Marbella.
Yeah. Yeah. But that wasn't much of a prediction, but.
It is.
Kind of.
Yeah. I think Rogelio's gonna be sick again. He is my favorite character. I know.
Ugh, I agree.
It just, it doesn't make sense that he randomly has this heart thing and now he's all okay. Like, there was no build up for it or anything. I think this was a preface to what's to come.
Oh, that would be terrible. I feel like this family has gone through
too much.
Enough.
Yes.
Enough.
They've gone through enough grief. Yeah. We don't need more.
Especially, you know what? I really hope he doesn't die, especially when she said, I need more time with you because I've only had 7 years with you. And that part hit me so hard. I was like, I just can't imagine the fact that if you were to pass, I'm like, nope. Because
I can't even think about that.
The fact that she didn't have her dad in her life for all those years.
I forget that all the time because they're so close now.
Not to get too deep, this is totally random, but when my grandfather died, my mom was very close to him, and she fainted at his funeral. I know this is really dark, but I told her, Mom, at least, you know, you lived a full life with your dad. A lot of people don't get that. And she said, well, if I wouldn't have known him, like, it wouldn't have hit as hard type thing, because they were so close.
Yeah.
That was completely random. But yes, father-daughter bonds is just, I need Rogelio to stay, but given the way they introduced his little heart moment, I don't know.
Warming us up for something worse that's coming ahead.
I mean, we did see the picture that they showed for the last episode of the wedding. Do you remember that?
Yes, I do.
So I do remember seeing Rogelio in it. Was
he was?
I think so. Okay. I think we were like, who is she marrying? And we were like, is it Rafael or is it? It looks like Rogelio.
But what if he dies at the wedding? He just
drops
dead.
Oh,
because his heart stops.
This is too much.
I mean,
Simone.
Billie Jean has a prediction that's okay. She says, I predict Petra is not going to die, but I think her mom is the one who dies in the car crash.
Oh.
That'd be great. Not that I'm hoping death on anybody, but that would actually...
I mean, karma is coming for
Billie Jean, you are, like, coming at me. Is it the curse of the Villanueva women to lose their husbands to death? Is it?
What?
Oh, girl.
What if Rogelio and Rafael die, and then Michael comes back in, and then he can be their suitor?
No. I would hate this novella. I would throw. No. No quiero.
No quiero.
No quiero.
No.
Guys, this is a lot. We have a lot to think about for the next week.
I don't know
if I'm going to be okay. We're going to need to do a wellness check on each other. Because this is, like, way too much to handle. But thank you for tuning in. You can find us here same time, same place next week. You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms.
And I'm Dele Gomez. You can find me at It's Dele Gomez on Instagram and Twitter.
And I'm Simone Thomas. You can find me at Simone A. Thomas on Instagram and Twitter as well.
Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.